A large U.S. military force involving some 150 aircraft carried out the swift operation in Venezuela that seized President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. NPR's Greg Myrie reports the U.S. troops entered and left Venezuela in just a few hours.
General Dan Kane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said President Trump gave the order for the operation shortly before 11 p.m. Friday. The U.S. then launched bombers, fighter jets, surveillance planes, and drones. These aircraft helped protect the Special Operations Forces flying in helicopters to President Maduro's compound in the capital, Caracas. The helicopters came under fire, and one was hit but was still able to fly. Within 2.5 hours, the forces had captured Maduro and his wife and were taking them to a U.S. warship in the Caribbean. Maduro now faces drug trafficking charges in the U.S.
Video footage on CNN appears to show Maduro arriving at a military base in New York tonight.